Unit 1D. Literature. Exercise 4. Page 16. The Devoted Friend. Little Hans had a great many friends, but the most devoted friend of all was Big Hugh the Miller. Indeed, so devoted was the rich miller to little Hans that he would never go by his garden without leaning over the wall and plucking a large bunch of flowers or a handful of sweet herbs or filling his pockets with plums and cherries if it was the fruit season.
Real friends should have everything in common,
the miller used to say. And little Hans nodded and smiled and felt very proud of having a friend with such noble ideas. Sometimes indeed, the neighbors thought it strange that the rich miller never gave little Hans anything in return, though he had 100 sacks of flour stored away in his mill, and 6 cows, and a large flock of woolly sheep. But Hans never troubled his head about these things, and nothing gave him greater pleasure than to listen to all the wonderful things the miller used to say about the unselfishness of true friendship. So, little Hans worked away in his garden. During the spring, the summer, and the autumn, he was very happy. But when the winter came, and he had no fruit or flowers to bring to the market, he suffered a good deal from cold and hunger, and often had to go to bed without any supper but a few dried pears or some hard nuts. In the winter also, he was extremely lonely, as the miller never came to see him then.
"There is no good in my going to see little Hans as long as the snow lasts,"
the miller used to say to his wife.
"For when people are in trouble, they should be left alone and not be bothered by visitors. That at least is my idea about friendship, and I am sure I am right. So I shall wait till the spring comes, and then I shall pay him a visit, and he will be able to give me a large basket of primroses, and that will make him so happy."
"You are certainly very thoughtful about others,"
answered the wife, as she sat in her comfortable armchair by the big pinewood fire.
"Very thoughtful indeed. It is quite a treat to hear you talk about friendship. I am sure the clergyman himself could not say such beautiful things as you do. Though he does live in a 3-storied house and wears a gold ring on his little finger."
"But could we not ask little Hans up here?"
said the miller's youngest son.
"If poor Hans is in trouble, I will give him half my porridge and show him my white rabbits."
"What a silly boy you are,"
cried the miller.
"I really don't know what is the use of sending you to school. You seem not to learn anything. Why, if little Hans came up here and saw our warm fire and our good supper, he might get envious. And envy is a most terrible thing and would spoil anybody's nature. I certainly will not allow Hans's nature to be spoiled. I am his best friend, and I will always watch over him and see that he is not led into any temptations. Besides, if Hans came here, he might ask me to let him have some flour on credit, and that I could not do. Flour is one thing, and friendship is another, and they should not be confused. Why, the words are spelt differently and mean quite different things. Everybody can see that."
"How well you talk,"
said the miller's wife, pouring herself out a large glass of warm beer.
"Oh, really, I feel quite drowsy."
"Lots of people act well,"
answered the miller,
"but very few people talk well, which shows that talking is much the more difficult thing of the two, and much the finer thing also."
And he looked sternly across the table at his little son, who felt so ashamed of himself that he hung his head down and grew quite scarlet and began to cry into his tea. However, he was so young that you must excuse him.
"Is that the end of the story?"
asked the water rat.
"Certainly not,"
answered the linnet.
"That is the beginning."